A groisi yeshka yichtigak Dr. Lightman for sponsoring for Refuah Shleima.
David Aryeh Halevi.
For David Aryeh Halevi.
Ben Freda.
And Hilda.
Basmerim.
Basmerim. Refuah Shleima. B'soch Shar Chole Yisrael. It's always a pleasure, Yishkoyach, to everyone for coming on this, for me, not an unusual day. I'm not used to all the rain for all the hours. I'm not used to something called traffic as well. So, Baruch Hashem, thank you very much. I'll be very honest with you. My sheer topic is totally based on something I saw this Shabbos. And that's what started me to think about it and gave me time to research it. This Shabbos had the great opportunity, unbeknownst to me, to be on the Yachad Shabbaton. That I knew about. But I didn't know that we would be together with a few hundred Satmar Hasidim, who belong to this wonderful organization called Hamaspik. And this organization, amongst other things, is a tremendous chesed organization that gives foster foster parents to children that have Down syndrome. From their community. This was a respite weekend. And one of the... in any case, so this wonderful organization fosters these people there. They're on a respite weekend. So one thing, of course, that you notice right away is that there were large poster signs that said, Nushim, this ballroom, Anushim, this ballroom, with a beautiful machitza down the middle. And if you really wanted to fress out for Shabbos, this was the best way. Nobody was watching you except your friends. Kiddush, everything was mamish separate. I think the most joined thing was at the Malav Malka, at the Havdalah, which was about 9 o'clock when we were checking out. So then it was the first time I even saw the women. They were like peeking in, you could see. So I was wondering, besides them looking at us and seeing how different ours were, although we had a black machitza on ours as well in order to get in. But I was wondering, what is this whole level of sneus? I'm sure you guys realize, coming from Eretz Yisrael, this is a major topic that has specifically daunted the town of Beit Shemesh. So what is the level of sneus? What does this mean? So of course it's not a shear about head covering, and it's not a shear about pants, it's not a shear about all these different topics. Obviously, one can consult a local Orthodox rabbi. Sneus is something that applies not only to men, not only to women, it applies to men. Some define it not as modesty, but as privacy, making our bodies private, making ourselves private in many different ways. Just an example that's not related to dress is there's a level of modesty, of sneus, when it comes to a woman going to the mikveh, where we allow her even to lie and say that she's going somewhere else in order to be sneus about it. Something that is interesting, because certainly in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, everybody knew what menstrual state the woman was based on what she's dressed. But nowadays we have that. I just heard a story a few weeks ago when I was in Eretz Yisrael in Sfas, just about a week and a half ago. So and we took a wonderful men's trip to Sfat of 40, 50-year-old men who are not religious, and they were talking about what this woman said. She always thought it was weird that about once a month, her mother would always go to a shiva call. So finally, as a little girl, she said, Ma, how come there are so many people dying? Every month you tell me you have to go to a shiva call. So this is something that we treat with tremendous modesty. The pasuk in Micha, of course, lechet b'snei haleches, that a person should go in b'sina, in privacy. That's really what the pasuk is talking about. And that's really the core of what Judaism is about. So, I want to try to define it, and there's a wonderful, amazing article written by Rav Yehuda Henkin, Shel's Chuz B'nei Banim, Hashem send him a Refuah Shleima in Eretz Yisrael. He's the, not that this is his claim to fame, but besides for his wonderful sperm, his wife is the head of Nishmas in Eretz Yisrael. So, there are two Gemaras over here that seem, as we'll see, a machlekes, fly in the face of how far do you go. Now, of course, if we took the extreme, and I think you can't get more extreme than Satmar in all cases, but in the case of sneus, so they're so extreme that, for example, if you shop in Ramat Beit Shemesh Bet, so a woman would never dare, a cashier would never give you the change in your hand. You could put your hand out all day of the week, it's going to be on another side. The first time I ever saw this, I think I was in Pesach, in the one of the grocery stores, and I couldn't figure out where my change was. It was all the way on the other side. The woman had put it there for me. So, okay, that's an inyan. Interestingly, a chakas we have by your wife, but she's anida. So, the question is, how does this extend? So the Gemara talks about Hachi Shmuel, Kuzaris number one. Hachi Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says, "Ein mishtamshim beisha." We don't use women. What does that mean? We don't utilize them for certain types of activities that would seemingly be bringing a person towards hirhor. Katanahi, even if katana peirush Amar Shmuel, "Ein mishtamshim beisha klal." For what? So the Gemara continues talking about we don't make use of women, even shila shalom, we don't talk to them. Ben gadol, ben katana. And then it starts, of course, Shmuel then gets to our famous Gemara, kol be'isha erba. What is exactly us, or her singing voice is us, or is it really only our talking voice? And it extends, the Shmuel seems to be this machmir to say, we don't utilize women. Now this has been taken in a broad sense, a broad stroke. What does that mean, we don't use women? So it doesn't mean, mamish, we don't use women, for example, for mundane activities. For example, I want to go to the barber. I want to go to get my hair cut. And I happen to like the person I go to. Her name is whatever. And or we say, no, that's it. A doctor? How far do we go? So we generally, of course, know, just like by the opposite sexes, that when it comes to a something where a person's a mumche, obviously a doctor is the best example, chas v'shalom, the person has to pick the same sex. You don't have to do that. There's no chiyuv for a person to go out and do that. If they're more comfortable, that's okay. I'll just give you an example. I heard this story directly from Dr. Danto, who lives here in Teaneck, although he spends a lot of time in Eretz Yisrael. So he told me a great story that relates to our Inyan Mamish. He said that the Satmar Rebbetzin once came. I think, if I'm not mistaken, he's an audiologist. Correct. I'm sorry, what did you say? And he had the following case. The Satmar Rebbetzin came for some treatment. So she comes. This is I'm talking about the Alter Rebbetzin, the Rebbetzin from the Rebbe Shiyoyim. So they come and has all the entourage, all the chassidim come, and so he felt bad that he was partners with another woman. So he went to the entourage, to the shamish, and he said, you know, if she prefers, if it's more comfortable for the Halakha Rebbetzin, we have a woman audiologist. She could do all the tests that be done. So the shamish looks at him and says, what do you think? We're a bunch of fanatics? You think we're a bunch of crazy people? Of course you'll see a doctor. Now what he didn't understand, which I told him later, is that they, the Satmar, don't think women should be doctors. So they never go to women doctors. But if you see, their gynecologists are always going to be men. Because they don't understand. Right, well, why would you... Oh, the women, that's strange. That's what their messiah is. So I don't think it was for the reason that he says, wow, you see, they're not so mocking. No, that's not it. So the question is, how far do you go on this? But clearly Shmuel holds that there's an inyan of a mishtamshin v'isha. We don't overly use it. We'll see exactly what this means. Oh, but then there seems to be another Gemara later on in Kedushin Daf Pei Aleph, which seems to fly in the face of this. Ravacha Bar Abba, Ikla Libe, he goes to visit his chosin, he goes to visit his son-in-law, and who's there? Shkila Labas, right? Who's there? His granddaughter's there. So it says, it appears from the words at least, what did he do? Atvua Bik Kafina. He put her on his lap. Not so bad. Others interpret that's not really what happened. Depends what version you have. You want to go with art school or Schottenstein, or you want to go with Sansino. That he actually, there was no place to sleep, so he slept in her bed. Okay, at least that conceptually will make a little bit more sense. So you see what it says? Amar Lei, so he said to him, what are you doing? How can you do this? This is usur. It's not sneas. It's not appropriate. Furthermore, the Gemara says, you're going against our famous Shmuel. Shmuel says, ein mishtam shen b'isha. You can't do this. Amar Shmuel, ein mishtam shen b'isha. Amar lei. So Rav Acha says to him, no, ana ki idach de Shmuel. I hold like Shmuel. The sfir lei, the Amar Shmuel, hakol l'shem shamayim. Right? Right? So the Gemara continues. This is really actually the first words of Pei Bet. Hakol l'shem shamayim. What does that mean? Hakol l'shem shamayim. Everything's l'shem shamayim. So Tosos explains. Tosos says hakol l'shem shamayim. V'alzu einu soimchem hashta she'enu mishtamshim b'nashim. He says, how are we soimich on this? Einu mishtamshim b'nashim. Mistoma means there's no innocent intent over here. It's l'shem shamayim, right? No. So let's take the case according to the way mistoma the words say. It's his granddaughter. So nobody thinks. So obviously, we have Erevus and we have, right? So we know that they're, okay, people are machmir, that's true. Some people won't touch their sisters. Okay, they're machmir. But those that say that would be mutter say what? Kol Hashem Shemayim. I don't have any hihurim. I don't have any thoughts when it comes to these type of things. And therefore, there's a level, now this not necessarily is a machlekes, this could be the interpretation of even what Shmuel would say. If you can come up with a case, for example, a doctor, where there's no hihurim involved, it's the kol l'shem shemayim, there's no, the intent is innocent, that should be mutter. That should be mutter. And therefore, maybe, we can come up with cases where this would be mutter. So, we have to understand this a little bit better. We have to understand this a little bit better. What exactly the leniency would be. And again, what exactly does Shmuel mean when he said these words, Ein Mishtamshim Bi'isha? So, the Mi'iri here, this is really the Rambam, also the Rambam in Hilchos Asura Bir, in source number 4. So the Mi'iri says the following, which is again the Rambam says, and this is exactly what we just said. Just quoting the Gemara, source number 4, bahem l'srach hira mutar. What's srach? There's no a little bit, right? Srach trumas. He says there's not going to be any hihurim over here. If there's no hihurim, if there's no chashash, so then it will be mutar. So we could already understand already. A person could go ahead and think conceptually and say, so, okay, the haircut person, I'm not sure, right? If you're an 18-year-old, it's 100% usrin, right? Or a little bit older, right? For sure, then it's usrin. A guy's 80 years old, and it happens to be mostly tishabav. He can't find a barber, and it's Erev Shabbos. Okay, so we say, no chashash of hearer, maybe be mutter. And that's what the base of Bechira wants to say. That's what the Meiri wants to say. That's what the Rambam says, the same Lashon. Toisus Rav Hanan says exactly this same idea. That it would be mutter then to rely on the leniency of a kol Hashem Shamayim, right? Mistama, going on this idea of the kol Hashem Shamayim, even though this Meiri is talking about Ein Mishtamshim Be'isha, would be mutter. But if you look at the Toisus in source number 5, he says the same idea of the following, and this is now going to be a problem potentially for us. Says Tosvos in Shabbos, in a different case, we'll see in a moment some interesting cases. A person knows that he's not going to fall because he's a tzadik gomer. He doesn't have any of these thoughts. For example, the famous Gemara in Ksuvis. The story about, the Gemara quotes, Rav Adam, it's really Rav Acha, who put the kala on top of his shoulders. Kala noy v'chasuda mamish. So the Gemara says, how can this be? It said that he was like a wooden beam tower. It was nothing. He didn't think about it. He was a great Rav. What was he doing this for? To be mesameach a kala. He didn't think about it. Unbelievable. Maybe that's the same intention when the men pick up the kala, right? It's very often because the women can't do it. So the men pick up the kala. Is that really mutter? So he said, oh, where it'd be like a wooden beam. But according to Tosfos, it's us. Or why? It's only by a tzadik gomer. It's only by someone who doesn't have the won't have the intent. That's a different case. Right? You could also say the famous case by standing by the mikveh. Rav Gidl. Rav Yochanan, right. Rav Yochanan standing by the mikveh. So it looks so beautiful. They look at me and they're like, what the heck is he doing there? He said, they were like white geese to me, he says. So how can a person say that, right? So Gemara and Brachos and Dav Chav, some people say it's Rav Gidl, Rav Yochanan, different stories. At the entrance of the mikveh, he said they were nothing, a wooden beam, the same idea. I was doing it for them, I was looking at them. This reminds me, once had a speaker when I was working in a girl's seminary. His name was, I think, Rav Adi Cohen, his name was. Something like that. And he was Israel's first international supermodel. Except he looked nothing like a supermodel. He was a Belzer Chassid Mamish with the whole Ganze Geschäft. Right? And he showed this video. And in the video, it's amazing, he shows the supermodel, all the girls, you can imagine, they go, what does this have to do with it? She had no idea what's going on. And he's all these pictures. And then they show a famous show, a famous, Lahavdil, but the Israelis' version of The Tonight Show. They say, and now here he is, the supermodel of, whatever. And his name, Ari Cohen. And this chassid comes out, and you see the audience. They go, no! Oh, you know, like the worst thing ever happened here. An extreme makeover of the opposite, right? And they go crazy. And fine. So then he tells a story why he became close to Hashem. It's a beautiful, amazing story. Point of my story is, so they had question time. One of the girls says, like, oh my God, like, I have a question for you. If you're so religious, how are you able to look at us? We're like not dressed appropriately, which was, mom is true. It was a good Shiloh. So he did the best thing. He says, 1 second, let me show you. And he sticks into his pocket and he takes out his glasses. He says, you see these? I can't see a darn thing. He says, these are glasses? I can't, he couldn't see anything. So, like, I can't see anything. So he said, that's what his heads are. So a person really, with glasses on, can make, but that's a case by, it seems like Tosfos is saying, that's a case by its other comer. So Rav Henkin takes these different approaches and he says that maybe, yes, it's true. Maybe there's a case where a person is mamish, it's only for tzadikam, right? And excuse me for saying, but at least, you know, I don't know everybody in the room, but, you know, for me it doesn't apply, right? The tzadikam case is a really far between case. The case of Acha bar Abar, he was a tzadikam. But maybe we can say that, no, Hakol Hashem Shamayim means what? That, come on, guys. You can't tell me that there's a case where a person, nobody would have your granddaughter's on your lap, your granddaughter's, in the bed with you. That's not a once in a while thing. Come on, do me a favor. That can't be. But maybe we can say that we apply tzadik gomer in a case of extreme cases, right? When Rav Acha carried the bride, Kalanova Chasuda, like a wooden beam, Rav Gidol, story in Brachos, with the mikvah, because he had this extreme in his mind. But that's an extreme case. Or do we say the last thing is a little bit different? And that is, it's not a case mamish of tzadik gomer. It's, and this is very important for us, it's the community standard. It's the standard in the community. Right? And this is going to be the major difference. That there's such a thing that we can go ahead and say, we'll see this in a moment in the Chinuch, we'll see this in the Ritva, that a person can go ahead and taina that, there's a difference. There are different communities in the world where in one community they've established standards. And their standards were established before the kids were even born, and they're born into that, and that becomes the standard. Whether the standard is as extreme as a woman can't drive a car because it's not sneers to them, right? Somebody was just saying to me how they, I shared this approach. They're in love with Rav Zilberstein. Everybody loves their svarim, the book, right? This guy, I've read everything, right? And he shocked me because I thought I was a big Rav Zilberstein. I used to give a chabura, right? I'm like, Rav Zilberstein. He says, yeah, but do you get the weekly email from Zilberstein? I'm like, what? I didn't know there was such a thing. I was very upset. Anyway, he said to me, I love him except for one thing. A number of years ago, he came up with Psak saying he believes that women shouldn't drive. Altsnius, right? Not Altsnius. The bad drivers. He said they shouldn't drive. So everybody's like, this is a normal way. How can you say that? So maybe it's community based. Look at the chinuch here in source number 6. So again, let's just stop for a moment. Let's reframe. There's a possibility that we can go ahead and say that there's such a thing as commonplace in a community, not tzadik gomer. Times have changed. You have your case of the tzadik gomer, that doesn't help us, right? To tell me, oh, I read the Rebbe story about it's not us. So that doesn't help us. Now, again, I'm not going extreme and saying, yeah, there's a community standard that allows, you know, you can put collars on your shoulders and you can raid outside the mikvah, no problem, right? So it says the Chinuch as follows, source number 6. V'riba partei archokosh shehizaru aleihem b'inyan zeh. There's a lot of different hachokas in this life. Aval, klal hadavar. Here's the klal. Shelo yase adam shum davar ba'olam. A person should never do anything, ever. Hamivili dehir benashem. How easy is this, right? You shouldn't do anything that's going to bring a person towards what? Hira. Right? Who knows better than yourself? It's going to bring you towards hira. You can't do it. Lo b'maisiv, lo b'dibor, lo b'shum remez. But Karev Hadat Haisha, right? But he knows better than anybody else. So you know that it's going to lead to a hero. You know that by watching this TV program, you know that by listening to this music, they can't do it. And it's almost like, is this klal? Like, that's what you have to work on in your life. This is what's important. As it says, a person should be saved, right? Is that a person has to be very careful with these things. According to his level. Then he says in the second paragraph, all that our great rabbis have said, he said, go according to what's good. I'm not going to. What do you want me to do? I work by 42nd Street. And when I get off the train, there's all the billboards. I'm going to look. What's the difference? I'm not going to have any humor. Says, you're an idiot. That's not true. That's not what the first paragraph. First paragraph says, you got to know yourself. Right? We have this by everything. Rabbanan and the infinite wisdom have established gedarim. They established muksa. They established things that will make us to a level that we wouldn't go ahead and do something that's wrong. But then we have our own gedarim. Right? Lahavdil, right? You have a person who's an alcoholic. So what are they, hopefully he's being counseled, so that they'll say to him, okay, you're right, alcohol is usher for you, there's no question about it, but you can't even go to a place that serves alcohol, you can't even go to, he's a gambling problem. So I'm just going to Atlantic City for Shabbos. He can't do that, right? He has to establish Gedara for himself. So too over here, a person knows himself and says, you know what, when I watch this in this movie, I don't know if there's any such thing as movies anymore that I'm mutter, but this is not appropriate. As opposed to the second paragraph says, I'll just look away. When the part's not good, I'll just look away. Right? That's not good enough, he says. The Atabini, listen, my son. Hizara Amar Ma'od, be careful about this so much. This is the Chinuch, we're hundreds and hundreds of years ago writing this. And he writes, V'im El Rav Zitain Lucha, V'ze Sha'ata Moitzi Kitsas Masim. It's not a stira if we see that they're doing this and there's some heterim over here. Yeah, so some makom mitzvah, famous, I think it's the Taz, talks about taking your wife's blood pressure when you're a doctor and she's the nida. And there's nobody else. Okay, you have to do that. You know, let's not go crazy here. You know, Roy Willig always tells that famous story about the chassid, not the chassid kal. They're married already. They have a child, and they know the harchakas. She's a nida, so they can't pass the baby, right? So they put the baby on the car, on the hood of the car, and they say, "Okay, passing the baby." And the husband turns around, and the baby's now falling down the hood, right? And he says, "Oh, harchakas, don't." Come on, you can't do that. What about Rabbi Yochanan, right? Rabbi Gidda, Rabbi Yochanan. He was allowed to do that. That's not a raya. That's just some heter that existed. That's not the norm, the regular. Kemalachim. You're going to compare me, Rabbi Yochanan? He was a malach. That's not you, sorry. There was an article written about him, not about you. Okay. And it's not us. Anachnu achshav ein lanu pirates afilu gather katan beinu elu. Don't be pirates gather klal el lishmor chakim. This is like mamash pashkavil from Satmar. We can't move away. Don't give me a raya from a rabbi who put a kal on their shoulders. That's what tzaddik and gemurim. We have to be very careful from this yetzahara and the shmirin. Thank God, I didn't quote for you the last paragraph where he is quite harif on this. Mamish. What?
What's the mitzvah?
Oh, I don't remember. Good question. Easy to look up. Then. Yeah, it's a phone. You can look it up. So clearly here the Chinuch says, there's a special mitzvah. There's no heter because of society. He's like mamish, the most harif you can get, I think, here. And he says, those were tzaddikim. That was a level that, we're never going to reach that level. Kal v'chomer, now it's thousands of years later. Right? Right, so you know, this is what Shita Satmar holds like the Chinuch. Times don't change. Don't bring me a riot. Don't tell me because society is doing. Forget about it. That doesn't make it more mutter now because society allows it. And so no. So they'll be the most extreme, and they'll say to the level that yeah, that's right. You have a Shabbos tish. You have your Shabbos meal. Separate seating. Fine. Separate seating. You know, Shabbos. What? Yeah. Right. I remember when we when we got married. So my anniversary is tomorrow. Our 19th anniversary to my wonderful wife, Serena. So it's the first time I'm not home for my anniversary. Thank you. So I remember, so we wanted to do Sheva Brachas. So we're doing Sheva Brachas in Staten Island. And so we wanted to do it. My father-in-law down by the Rebbe, the Roman Rav, something, I forgot what his name was. So they were like, sure, they're doing the whole scheduling. And the Roman Rav said, oh, and by the way, just so we're, you know, on the same page here, the men will be sitting here in the base medrash, and the women will be sitting upstairs. As we say, Rabbi Chanan ben Akash, that was it. That's not going to happen. That was what they held. It was Pasha. That's what you do. That's the chinuch. So comes along the Ritva and says, whoa, one second. The Ritva over here and says, V'chein hilchasa da ha'kok if yimasha adam makir be'atzmo. Similar. You have to know yourself. Im roi lo la'asos harchokos li'yetzero oisa afil estakta begot svornim. Even to look at a woman who's wearing colored garments. Hoi vei. Right? And she's not only wearing black. Okay. Shel isha asar. Kiti isa b'vim gomar 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 nazara. Daf chav. Amad beiz. V'yimakir be'atzmo shi'yetzero nichona v'koifa flo. It's taking over him. V'ein ma'ala tiroga. Right? Mutalo estakta v'daber. Right, he's allowed to do this nowadays in society. But society's moved on. We allow this in certain cases. The haraya of the Rabbi Yochanan, right, they were outside of the base tefillah. We could use our gemara and brachos. And what about the case? The Rebbe Amai did not pick gemara and kesuvas. Right, ella she'ein roy lahakel bazeh ella chasid gadol. Shemikir b'tzis yetzro. He gets his yetzro. He knows what the level is. For local Talmud Chacham, the Gemara didn't tell stories about every Talmud Chacham. Some tell stories. So this is not as extreme, but not great. However, the Ritva clearly says it all depends on you. It depends on you as you personally, not society. You personally. You know yourself. Nobody knows yourself better than yourself. And what your hero level is, and what you can stand. Some people can stand outside there. Again, the chinuch defines that don't even bring, there's nothing to really discuss over here. You're going to bring me rayas from the cases that we brought. Those are just sadiq gemara. I can't explain it to you. I don't know what's going on over there. Where the ritva says, no, you got to know yourself. Again, not society yet. So, now, it appears though, that the Meiri that we read earlier in the program, in source number 4, seems to say, and this is the line of the smak, and I think the Ritva is getting at this, that it's an individual. It's individual. A person knows, says the Meiri that we read, Shein Lachush Bahem Lesrach Yirem Mutar. He knows himself. It's not going to. There's not even a shmeck of it. That's himself. That's an individual. But Tosvos, and the Smag says the same thing, and the Ravid says the same thing. It's a communicative thing. It's community. It's the established community. And that's much different. That's much different. And we'll see in a moment, that's what the Truma Sadeshin. Truma Sadeshin is going to say this exact idea. And we could turn the side now, and you can see how this develops into, I think, what we like to use as our own hefesh. So first I wanted to just quote the Levush. The Levush, Rav Mordechai Yaffa, maybe we'll have a moment to just explain why I dafka quoted the Levush here, really is quoting his Rebbe the Marashal. The Yamshel Shlomo started with a huge chiddush. I'm sorry, I just didn't have room to quote it, with a huge chiddush that says the following. Amar b'sefer chasidim kol makam sha'anashim v'anashim royim zed zeh. Kigon besudas nesuyin ein levar hasimcha b'mona. I don't know if we right. It was a bracha that was made hasimcha b'mona. So a big shaila in the post came out. So some very interesting tiras about if the bracha is said anymore. Hasimcha b'mona. The simcha is in the mamon. Is in the appropriate time. So the chassidim would say if you have men and women together, the rabbanu shalom, there's no shchin over there. There's no simcha b'mona. So you don't say this anymore. The fi she ain simcha l'fnei hakadosh baruch hu ki yesh bo hirur aveira. Now, we can bring raya's to this because we know that the famous Gemara talks about the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, Sha'asa Tikun Gadol. They made a huge change which didn't exist, and that was a mechitza. First they thought, and they said, it's a Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Come on, the guys are going to start looking at the women. Are you crazy? Right? If I'm not mistaken, I think the first Simchas Beis HaShoeva, the women were in the middle, mamish. And the guys couldn't control themselves. So they made this thing called a mechitza. That's where our whole sauce is. Maybe at another time we could have a whole shiur about how mechitza started and what are mechitzas today. It's actually Rav Moshe finds it. We'll see a little bit of Rav Moshe a little bit later. But Rav Moshe Kitshitasa is the one who allowed, not necessarily, but gave a heter for the glass mechitza, saying, unless it's going to lead to hirur, unless the women don't come to the shul dressed appropriately. I always find it to be funny because the only... According to Rav Moshe, it would appear that the glass mechitza would be amazing where? In Satmar. Why? Because they're dressed appropriately. They're always dressed appropriately. And the men, they're not... Now, you can tell me that I'm wrong, because those men maybe do have hiurim, because they never see women in shul. They're like, what are women doing in shul? What is going on here? Right? I didn't even know that women came to shul. You know, the mechitzas are so high, they never see it. Or you have in many of the shtiblach, they just have little fingers that you can stick your fingers out. So they're not having hiurim by little, you know, sticking your fingers out. So... He quotes this, and he said it. Shahira Averuk Al Kaf. Let me continue. The Efshar Mishum the Achshav nowadays, Margalot Hanashim Harbe, Bein Hanashim, women are found with men all the time, and therefore the Hihurim are not the same. This is Chiddush Gadol that he got from his Rebbe, the Yamsha Shlomo. If you can control these impulses, then it's okay. And therefore, even though Meforish maybe would be usher to, we said, you're not allowed to send regards to somebody else's wife, now it's mutter because we don't think about them. We don't say, well, it's Meforish halacha, you can't. Maybe it's mutter. And in fact, that's exactly what the Trumas HaDeshen says. The Yalka Yosher, which is written by the Trumas HaDeshen, the source number line that Tzitzel Yezer quotes, which just in a moment, I'll give you the background, but just look at it for a second, where it says Aleph in source number 9. Shemutr lelech acher eshes chaver, o acher imo mishum, de bezman hazeh, eno anu mazhirim kolkach. Why? Mimelech acher isha. The first halacha in Shulchan Aruch. It says you're not allowed to walk in back of a woman, you're not allowed to see the woman in the back, you're not allowed to do that. So here he says it's mutter. How can he say it's mutter? Why? He says, oh, I'll tell you why. The Alkid Yosher says, V'ein lahem kol havan. And to me, shena eishes chaver misha. What's the difference? Lo chashash hir shechashin b'zeh al isha dilma. We don't think about it because we don't have the same hihurim nowadays. Again, the same line of reasoning of the Marshal, of the Levush. I just say the Levush is interesting because the Levush name, right, is Levush. What does Levush mean? Something to wear. So the story is as follows. I'll tell you a cuter way to tell the story. So there was Rav Mordechai Yaffe. His real name is Mordechai Yaffe. His last name was given to him because he was very, very good looking. Interesting story. So when he was in yeshiva, he was a stark, good, really stark boy. Except he had one little problem. The girls loved him. He was the catch of all catches. He's a very good looking boy. Yaffe. Right? He got that name. You know, Hashem knew. Couldn't take it anymore. He didn't know what to do. He was disturbing his learning. So one day he decided that he's going to end this whole women being interested in him. So he put on 10 garments and he jumped into a huge sewage canal and became all muddied and dirty. And guess what? The girls were no longer interested in him. And they say that B'schus, the 10 garments that he jumped into, he wrote exactly 10 svarim, all called Levush, Levushay Sarad, Levushay Malchus, Levushay, all these different things. Just a backstory of that. Apparently, there was a student that went to yeshiva, this is many, many hundreds of years later, and he was also a very good-looking boy, and he was doing very, very well. And his name was Daniel Hartnell. And he was in yeshiva. And now it was time, once a year, in this yeshiva in Europe, the parents would come to visit. So the Rosh Yeshiva decided he's going to speak to the parents about, he's nervous about this boy. The girls are going to be interested in him, he's got to sit and learn. And the parents come, and the parents are exceedingly not good looking. They would be the opposite of Yaffe. He doesn't know what's going on here. He's like, what? Parent is adopted, right? So he says, oh, I know why you're looking at us. You think this. So let me tell you the story. There's a story about a famous rabbi with Mordechai Yaffe. And it tells the whole story. And he said, the 10 garments. He says, it wasn't just the 10 garments. He made a neder that Hashem should promise that for 10 generations, nobody should have to worry about their looks. He says, we're the 10th generation. Our son is number 11. He's a Yafa now. Now he has to be worried. Okay, I don't know if that part of his trip. So it's interesting, if you know the background now, the Levush now writing, oh, but there's some heterum. There's some heterum. So this would fly in the face a bit of the view of the chinuch that we said, of the view of, I'm just calling it the view of Satmar, which would say, it's for a tzaddik gomer. It's not for the regular person. The Rebbe! There's a story about the Satmar Rebbe, and there was a woman who came to speak to him, and they let, he heard her voice. You know, there was a mechitza on that and heard her voice. I can't believe that story. Not for us. That's for the Satmar Rebbe. He could have all that. That's how far they go. Whereas we would interpret it, based on quite notable sources, and the Chumash Hadeshna says we don't have to follow up before Shalach and the Shulchan Aruch and the Levush and the Maharshal, and which appears to be from Tosfos and even what the Ritva is getting at. You need to know yourself, and if you know yourself, the community knows themselves. Now, obviously, there's an extreme here. How far do you go? It's not so pasha. That's unfortunately, where the Pandora's box will be open and say, whoa, that doesn't mean, again, please don't misunderstand what I'm saying. That doesn't mean, oh, and that's why you're allowed to go to fill in the blank. I don't know. A certain house or I don't know, whatever. That have dogs in it. Anyway, but I don't know. But wherever we might, maybe that's a problem. Maybe we have to fit in everything. So just source number 9 is interesting because it's a machlikis. You don't see this a lot. Between Rosh Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and the Tzitz Eliezer. Just look at the first line. He wrote this to the famous Rosh Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. They had a machlikis over here. So it's funny because the Rabbi Omer of Avad Yosef has a tshuva as well, where he says, whoa, did you read this machlokes over there, the Tzitz Eliezer between Rosh Shlomo Zalman? So what happened over there? They're talking about Kriya Shema today, right? What happens in Kriya Shema today, right? It's a good example, right? I'm sure there are some shuls in Tina where there's been a new trend that women like start to go to shul. Right, even like 7 in the morning, there are women in shul. So what if a woman walks in shul? I don't know if this would happen. I'm not sure about this. Then she walks in shul. She wants to daven. She doesn't cover her hair. Hair's not covered. Stomach, even maybe she's wearing a doily. That's not good enough. Like, let's say Kriya Shema. Their mechitz is according to Dasi Din of Moshe, but you can see. Or Nebuch, it's down the middle. So mom, you can see the woman. So there's a machlek is between the Tzitz Eliezer and Shlomo Zalman about, can you say Kriya Shema in front of a woman when her hair's not covered? Now, Rav Adya points out, this is not such a chiddush. Rav Moshe Feinstein, many years ago, allowed it, based on the Orach HaShulchan, which was misinterpreted by some people, but most intellectuals did not misinterpret it, where he says, Nebuch, in our generation, women aren't covering their hair. We're even saying Kriya Shema in front of women who don't cover their hair. People said, oh, that shows, Orach HaShulchan holds, that women don't have to cover their hair today. Wait, that's not what he said. He said, Nebuch, in our generation, this is what's going on. So people are saying it. This is against the Shita of none other than the Satmar Rebbe, where the Satmar Rebbe says, what are you talking about? Because women today aren't covering their hair, so we're allowed to say Kriya Shema? Chas v'sholim. Can't be. He says, just like Mechitza, he was so against Rav Moshe, came out with the tshuva. Satmar Rebbe had tremendous respect for Rav Moshe, but did not agree with a lot of his tshuvas. It's a famous story that the Satmar Rebbe went to, it's a great story. He went to, when he came out with his tshuva on artificial insemination, Satmar Rebbe was beside himself. He said, it doesn't make any sense. How can he matter that? So people saw, the Hasidim saw that the Satmar Rebbe was really upset about this. So a bunch of Hasidim said, we're going to go to Rav Moshe and show him what it is to disagree with the Satmar Rebbe. I don't know what that means exactly. So they went for a bracha for the Rebbe. So we're going to Rav Moshe and we're going to give it to him, whatever that means. So the Satmar Rebbe said, let me ask you something. What happens when Rav Moshe talks to you in learning? What are you going to do then? He says, I might disagree with him, but he's holding. He's holding. So okay, he was very against that. He used the Lashon Asur B'chol Yisrael. How can you do this? Fine. So here in source number 9, he brings the heter ready from the Yalkut Yosher. Sheyesh be'alichas acher eshes achaver mishum the kavala b'tor, that it was allowed in certain cases, and therefore we could be more makel today. Maybe we could be more makel today, he writes. Shed isra halicha acher eshe lo nahag be'artzois asher nashim holchus. Right? They're going. Obviously, if you live in a community, right, you go to New York City, So, excuse me for saying, I think it's pashut. You shouldn't be walking in back of a woman who's not dressed appropriately. And you're able to see the silhouette of her body. He says, but in a community where the dress needs to get ready, what are you looking? You're not looking at it. You don't even think about it. She's just walking. So, but clearly, I think the opposite would apply. So he writes, just as towards the end, he writes, she was Hagoyin Rosh Shlomo Zalman Abrach. He got Mechvoydi Hagoyin HaMefursen Rehuda Voldenberg. So this is just, anybody who knows anything about Rosh Shlomo Zalman, obviously with the utmost respect. And he writes, Kibalti Kari Mechtavo Berev, right, I saw your great, great Shabbos Kodesh. Ve'neti Mi'od Imashim Atzat Bilechash. Wow, I love that Chiddush you quoted in the name of the Truth of Sadesh and Yagi Yosher. Wow, it's so, so great and amazing, but I don't know what you're talking about. You know, okay, but he says it in such a nice way. Darchem shel nosim snios lios babayis. He dechsiv kol kvod du bas melech minima. Don't we know that? Isha masha enkim is maneno hare af im yivrach ma'achare isha yimsa techkav etz atzma achare isha sa'acheres. So he says, I'm machmir. I never am going to walk for the rest of my life in back of a woman. So I'm not going to be in back of that woman. Oh, wait, now I got another woman. Now I got another woman. He says, you'll never win here. Right? Unless you live in Ramat Beit Shemesh and you have a sign that says that women have to go to separate sides, whatever. It was a mistake. That was the first thing when I took my mother-in-law on a tour of Ramat Beit Shemesh. I took her down that famous street where there's signs that have separate sides. I don't know. I should have done that. Okay, but I just thought it was funny. Yeah, my wife didn't think so. Okay, im yisotecha, that's atzmo, miachre eishas acheres. Kedom, what are you going to do? He can't go on the streets anymore. Amab is maneo, she apritus matzia harbe, ulitzarein, ulifros miruba, ve'ein, mitbayushot, leistakel, be'isha, gam bepnir, lechein, lenias, daiti, b'mako mitzvah, ulitzarech, whatever he has to do, ain't ham lahachmir b'zmanein, as Rav Moshe said. Rav Moshe here says, in source number 10, that society changes. Dinei, in your sneers, Bernoshim, Lelch Mavusham, Kol Goof, Eno Mi Isser Ella, Malus, Hiros, Leos, Mavush, Gamba, Seser, Mishusia, Sunday, Negdi Summon. People don't realize this. There's an Inyan for a woman, even when she's in the privacy of her own home, to be sneers for herself. By the way, this applies to men as well. I was just reading today in my daily Mishnah Berurah Halacha that when a man is in the bathroom, even doing his own Tzorchav, he shouldn't be completely naked. A person shouldn't be lounging around his house naked. A man, right? A person takes a shower. Okay, you're allowed to take a shower. You get out of the shower. You put a towel. You have to be seen. So he says the same thing by a woman. So all of a sudden, there's a head. Oh, she's allowed to work out, and she's allowed to. She should be cognizant of that. Gam kishen anoshim levush kain hey mederech lelech mizroy megula ven lefanovishin ain't tzorch lekasos midas chasidus. Yeah, he says okay. So a person, he's davening and in the shul there's a woman and her elbows. Okay, what are you going to do? I can't go extreme on every single thing. So again, I think Yosef Mitzvareinu. What I wanted to try to point out here and Rav Avadya in his tshuva as well. He has I don't have time. He has such amazing sources that he brings on this union as well. But Yosef Adorenu, I think that we can go ahead and paskin as follows. And we can say that Williamsburg, Bergenfield, they're different places. And they have their different shitas. Either based on the fact, like the chinuch, that, and it's really not based on the chinuch only, that when we take these gemaras in these special cases, they're indeed special cases of tzaddik and gemara. And we can't apply it. Maybe we could apply it to certain individuals at certain times, or maybe there's a heter in certain cases which Satman wouldn't agree with. Okay. Or the more extreme, right, the Bergenfield case would be what? Where you go ahead and say, no, we have a ritva, we already started us off in this understanding, but the Lavush quoting his Rebbe, the Maharshal, who says society changes. I'm not saying it's a positive thing. I'm not saying it's great that society changed and now, but we're in society now. Just like with Moshe's famous heter for going on a subway, I don't know if this you can consider it such a heter, but you know the way the summer and the women are dressed the way that they are, and everybody pushes in to get into the thing. You're not going to be shomer negiah. That's derech. What are you going to do? You have to take a cab every day. You have to Uber it. No, we don't say that. We don't say a person has to go ahead and do that. We don't say a person's not allowed to work because maybe there's going to be a person has to realize if again. I'm not saying a person shouldn't work for, you know, a firm that does things that are, you know, inappropriate. That's clear. But a person has to recognize kind of where they are according to that shita. Sadma would say, I'm sorry that we're never going to do that because we don't want, again, I think there's a positive to get out of both shitas. I don't know. I think the Shvil Hazov or the Rambam would probably be the best. A little bit of both. To recognize the fact that we're not Malachim B'nai Malachim. Right? The Satmar view. We're not Malachim, we have to be careful. To say we have to be so careful that we can't eat meals together, Okay, maybe not. But to some level, we say, yeah, I know society is one way. We are not society. We have to be different. We happen to dress very similar to what they look like. We wear their clothing. So how we moved up, this is the key level. I like to coach students that go into yeshiva students or that are in college now. I just had this chus last night of giving a shir in YU. So I always tell the boys, I say, this is the number one challenge when you go into the business world, right? Especially think about that yeshiva boy. He went to a old boys high school. Now he's in YU, old boy. And then all of a sudden he gets to the work world. He's like, oh my God, what is going on here? That's the first time you're moved on. What do you mean? Many companies, every night they go out drinking. You've got to be the weird guy. The guy there, they'll be like, oh, it's hard staying. He can't go out because he's religious. Yeah, shkaya. And I know plenty of cases of people who weren't moved ill. They wanted to be in with the firm, this and that, and it didn't lead to things that were good. They know that this is the weird guy that doesn't go out for drinks. Shkoyach, that's the way we should be. We are weird. That's what we are. We're weird. We're different. We're special. Your mommy told you that? It's true. The B'nai Yisrael have to be. And this is an area that has been so nebuch, so taken away, that we have to realize who we are and what we are and define snius for what we are. Again, if we think of snius as privacy, that's what we have to be. We have to be private. Let's remember, Matovu Alecha Yaakov, the bracha of not looking at anybody else's house. You know, sometimes when you live on Lee Place, maybe it's difficult. When you live on Rehov Yerushalayim, where I live, who's going? Ooh, who's going in? Who's going out? Ooh, so look, we got a new car. We're supposed to be snius. We're supposed to be private. We're not supposed to look at these things. That's the thing. So we should take, I think, the both of both worlds. Not to be too extreme, right? We don't say it's only reserved for Sadiq Gamur. But on the other hand, saying we have to recognize that society is one way, but we have to be different. We have to be moved out from that society. Shkoyach.